The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. And I am one of those people that on any given day through the year, if you would come up to me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and say, "What is today's date?" I won't be able to tell you. I usually know what day of the week it is if I think about it, but I never know what the day it is on the calendar. Joy and I have our devotions in the evening just before we go to bed, and we have a couple of devotional books that we use, and in almost every night I have to say to Joy, what's the date today? So we could know what day to read from the devotional book. She usually knows far more often than I do. Every once in a while, she doesn't know either. And so then we have to ask our electronic device. I don't dare say her name, because if I say her name and you have one of those, she might order, who knows what she might order in your name. But anyway, every once in a while we have to ask her, "Hey, your name, what's the date today?" And then she tells us. But today is the one day, well, not just the one day of the year. On Christmas, if you ask me what the date is, I usually could tell you December 25th. But on this date, you ask me what the date is, and I will immediately tell you it is December 21st, because 51 years ago, I said I do, she said I do, and we did. And so today is our 51st anniversary. So I assume she's listening. I can't believe it. Seriously, I'm not just kidding. I can't believe she listens every day, but she does. All program, every day. She is my number one most loyal listener, supporter. So anyway, happy anniversary, hon. 51 years. What a gift God gave to me 51 years ago. We have experienced incredible mountaintops. We have so many wonderful memories. We talk about those often. Just incredibly wonderful, wonderful memories. on anniversaries, on our 40th anniversary, we got to do something that was on Joy's bucket list. We got to go to the Rose Parade. And it just happened to be the year that the Buckeyes were in the Rose Bowl. And took the train out to California, drove down the coast from San Francisco to L.A., went to the Rose Parade, spent several days on the beach in San Diego. Oh, my goodness. It was spectacular. And we have had so many other wonderful memories with family. We've had some very, very, very deep valleys as well, as all of you have. Hey, listen, if you've been married any length of time at all, you've had mountaintops and you've had valleys too. And we have certainly had our fair share of some very deep, dark valleys. But God has brought us through. And every once in a while, somebody will ask, how do you make it to 50 years? We don't even have to think. We don't even need a nanosecond to think. Put God first. That's it. Put God first. Now, there's all kinds of things, you know, about, well, you got to learn about communication, you got to do this, and there's all, you know, there's 178 things to help you to make it to 50 years, and there have been books written about it. Bottom line, put God first. We have tried our best now for 51 years to do that. I'm sure we haven't always been successful, but we have tried to put God first. Now, a funny thing, just before we went on the air, I couldn't remember the percentage of married couples in America that make it to 50 years. It's very small. It's actually 6%. That's to 50 years. I can't find percentages for 51. But only 6% of married couples make it to 50 years for many reasons. It can be death. It can be separation. It can be divorce. But only 6% make it to 50 years. So I couldn't remember the exact percent. I wanted to be accurate. So I did an internet search. What is the percentage of couples in America that make it to 50 years? And here is the first site that popped up. And it says, has your marriage lasted 50 years? ? Congratulations. You're old. I am not making that up. I'm not even going to mention the website because I'm not familiar with it. Has your marriage lasted 50 years? ? Congratulations. You're old. And then it goes into the percentage of 6% that have made it and so forth. So anyway. Here's the most important thing I'll say. Many, if not most of you listening to my voice right now, you have not made it to 50 years. I think you'd be amazed at how many young couples listen to this program.
Because it's an old fuddy-duddy behind the microphone, I think a lot of people think, well, that's about the only people who listen to that old geezer, just a bunch of old fuddy-duddies like he is.
You would be amazed at how many teenagers listen to this program and how many young couples. And let me say this. From experience, this is not theory. Put God first. Work through the hard times. Fight for your marriage. Don't give up. I see so many couples, so many, they have a rough time in their marriage, and everybody does. You cannot show me a couple anywhere that's been married any length of time that has not gone through difficult times. Just doesn't happen. Yes, you will go through tough times. But trust God. Get the help that you need. If you need to go to counseling, go to counseling. Don't let stubborn pride. Yeah, Joy and I have been to counseling. We have. Several years ago, we desperately needed it, and praise God, we got it. Stick it out, fight for your marriage, and put God first, and your spouse second. Put God first, and your spouse second. One of the things that we really hammer home when Joy and I do a marriage weekend with Crosspower Ministries, you know nothing of agape love if you are not more concerned about your spouse's needs than your own. Let me repeat it a different way. If you are not more concerned about your spouse's needs than your own, then you have no clue about agape, Christ-like, God-like love. God first, your spouse second. And by the way, it's not your kids second. Can I give you a little pearl of wisdom on that? If you're a young couple, the time will come when your kids will move out. At least you hope so. The time will come when they have their own family and their own spouse and they move out. And then you will have your husband or your wife. They will be with you long after the kids move out. God first, your spouse second. Yeah, even above the kids. All right. Happy anniversary, Joy. Thank you for sticking with me, believing in me, and putting up with me for 51 years. I'm eternally grateful.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I think tomorrow we'll do the annual Kwanzaa show. Now, many would say, well, Bob, Kwanzaa kind of died out, and you don't even hear anything about it anymore, and very few people are celebrating it. Why do we need... Well, the foundation for Kwanzaa is exactly the same foundation for Black Lives Matter. Same philosophy, same ideology. They are basically one and the same. They have the same objectives. And you need to know what's going on and what the foundation is for Black Lives Matter. It is not about equality, just the opposite. It is not about unity, just the opposite. And most people are completely ignorant of what this whole Black Lives Matter thing is all about. Sadly, I can almost guarantee you that 99% of the people who have a Black Lives Matter sign in their front yard have no idea what they are supporting. No clue. And if they do, then I would be shocked. Anyway, let's do that tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Let's do the annual Kwanzaa show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All right, don't miss it. Well, good news for churches in Los Angeles County. This this is bizarre because a whole bunch of churches in Los Angeles County, probably most notably John MacArthur's church, has been under the thumb of the state government and the county government. The state of California and Los Angeles County has done everything they can to shut down churches. Even when restaurants could be open, bars could be open, gyms could be open, LA County wanted to shut, and I mean shut them down. Totally, completely, shut the doors. If you want to have church, you have to do it online. John MacArthur has resisted. He has been threatened with arrest. He's been threatened with fines. And then the Supreme Court made some important rulings in New York. And, boy, my mind just went blank. I can't remember the other place. Supreme Court handed down decisions. Most, the primary decision was in New York. And the Supreme Court ruled it is unconstitutional to shut down houses of worship, to shut the doors. You can't do that. One of the justices, I can't remember which one it was, one of the justices wrote, a pandemic does not cancel the Constitution. So it is not surprising, but it's still good news, in a statement this past Saturday, the Los Angeles County government said, okay, the Supreme Court ruled, so all right. Here's the story. In a statement Saturday, the county government explained that the decision to allow the services in Los Angeles County due to recent legal decisions from the United States Supreme Court. Quote, places of worship are permitted to offer faith-based services, both indoors and outdoors, with mandatory physical distancing and face coverings over both the nose and mouth that must be worn at all times while on the site. Places of worship must also assure that attendance does not exceed the number of people who can be accommodated while maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet between separate households. So, while they have said, okay, you beat us, the Supreme Court has won, they still are saying, you can meet, but it will be on our terms. Okay, you can meet. Supreme Court said that, so we'll accept that, but as long as you meet on our terms. So, John MacArthur's church has, I don't think they have a mask mandate. I think they have told their congregation, it's up to you. We recommend that you wear a mask, but we're not going to shut the door to you if you don't wear one. So now we will see the next step, whether churches in Los Angeles County will succumb, surrender, submit to the LA County rules and regulations in order to stay open or defy it again. Don't know. By the way, a little later in the program, some interesting research on whether masks really work. You might be surprised.